Welcome, everyone, to another insightful episode of Just Ask the Appraiser. I'm your host, Miles Hamrick, and today we're diving into the world of deeds in real estate. Deeds play a pivotal role in property transactions, and understanding the various types of deeds is crucial. We explore each type, share real-life examples, and shed light on when and why they are used. Our first stop on this deed journey is the general warranty deed. It's often seen as the gold standard in real estate transactions. This deed provides the highest level of protection for the buyer. How, you ask? Well, let's consider an example. Let's imagine the Smith family selling their home to the Johnsons. With a general warranty deed, the Smiths are guaranteeing to the Johnsons that they have a clear title to the property and will defend against any claims to the title. It's like buying a car with a comprehensive warranty that covers past and future issues. Now let's explore the special warranty deed, which is a bit more limited in scope compared to the general warranty deed. Suppose a corporation is selling a commercial property to a buyer. In this case, a special warranty deed might be used. The corporation is only guaranteeing that during their ownership, the property was free from defects or encumbrances. This provides protection, but only during their ownership, not before. Next is the quitclaim deed. It's quite different from the previous two. It offers the least protection, but can be useful in specific situations. Imagine a scenario where a parent is transferring ownership of their property to their child. In such a case, a quitclaim deed is often used. It makes no guarantee about the property's history, but simply transfers the parent's interest to the child. While we've covered some of the main deeds, here are a few others worth mentioning briefly. Grant deeds. In some Western states like California, you might come across a grant deed. It's similar to a special warranty deed, providing limited protection, but without as many specific warranties. Bargain and sale deed. This type of deed is used in some states and implies that the seller has the right to sell the property, but doesn't provide warranties. It's a middle ground between general warranty and quitclaim. Then there's a sheriff's deed. In case of foreclosure or a court-ordered sale, a sheriff's deed is issued transferring the property from the court or a sheriff to the buyer. These deeds typically come without warranties. Choosing the right deed is critical in any real estate transaction. It affects the level of protection and potential liabilities. Consider the type of property, your relationship with the other party, and the local laws when deciding which deed to use. Always consult a legal professional when buying, selling, or transferring real estate. And there you have it, a brief exploration into different types of deeds in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling or just curious, understanding these deeds can make a world of difference in your property dealings. As always, if you have more questions or further clarification than needed, feel free to reach out. And remember, all you have to do is just ask the appraiser. You have been listening to the Just Ask the Appraiser podcast, brought to you by Miles Hamrick Appraisal Services with your host, Miles Hamrick. All contents are the opinion of Miles L. Hamrick Sr. for the entertainment and or education purposes only. This information is in no way legal advice, real estate advice, investment advice, or the opinion of any other regulatory agency or organization. Thank you for listening to Just Ask the Appraiser podcast.